Caroline Chang, host and producer of Awake to Oneness Radio. I've actually been taking a break. I haven't recorded a new show in over a month. I just recorded a new show yesterday that will be airing right after this. But the title of the show is The End Game. I have actually been in a blissful state of anticipation since March. Kind of like, the best way I could describe it is kind of like a kid on Christmas Eve, just in a joyful state, anticipating a lot of things that have not happened as yet. But still, what Spirit has said to me is to stop anticipating, to of course stay in a state of joy, but I can't, and no one truly can predict what's going to happen this month of December. I know big things are happening. I know this, but when these things get disclosed, I have no idea. So, and you know, I listen to different people with different predictions, and I get disappointed when those predictions don't happen in the time that they say they're going to happen. So I decided this month is a great month because we are in the last month of 2020. Upcoming is the winter solstice of December 21st, 2020, which is a really the day of rebirth. It's a day that Mother Earth, Gaia, is giving birth to the new Earth. So it's a time to be in celebration. I've been talking about humanity's awakening all year. Humanity is awakening, and it's something to celebrate. So I am going to be in a state of celebration and quiet introspection, doing a lot of meditating, and being very still for the rest of the month. So again, this show that I am about to air right now is called The End Game with Sean Anthony Quinn. Now, during the show, he's a young man from the UK, and he's speaking a lot about post-humanism and transhumanism. And that's something I just discovered myself this year. I heard about it in March and started watching TED Talks on the subject matter of post-humanism and transhumanism. So if that's something you're not familiar with, I encourage you to Google it. They're both really the same thing, just two different terms for the same thing. And I've also heard it called human 2.0. So in essence, the end game for our shadow side is that it is post-humanism and transhumanism, which actually transform humans into something that is subhuman. That is the end game for our shadow side, I call the cabal. Okay, now our end game is 5D Earth, New Earth. That is the light. The shadow side has an end game, and the light side has an end game. Our end game is ascending to 5D New Earth. And so this is what we pretty much are talking about in this upcoming show. But I want those who are not familiar with post-humanism and transhumanism to just do a little research on that. Do your own homework. I always say, don't listen to me. I share what resonates as true for me. But I always, always, always encourage my listeners to do their own homework. So please enjoy this upcoming show with Sean Anthony Quinn. See you later. Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, the host and producer of Awake to Oneness Radio. And the mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Science is now teaching us that everything is energy, and that energy is interconnected and interdependent. In essence, that energy is one thing. Now, spirituality and ancient wisdom has been teaching the truth of oneness for eons, and now science is even catching up. But this isn't even new science. The science of quantum physics is over 100 years old. So this science of knowing that we're all one, we should know by now, as a humanity, as a society, we should know that we're all connected. What you do to another person, you are literally doing to another aspect of yourself. And when mankind awakens to the universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is The End Game with Sean Anthony Quinn, all the way from the UK. Hey, Sean. Thank you so much for being my guest today. Yes, please.
Thank you.
You're just, we were talking before we got recording, and I found out you're only 33. You're just a baby to me. You're younger than both my children. So please, but you're very wise. Please share, and because we know that wisdom has nothing to do with age. So please share your journey with our listeners.
Okay, so the reason I got in touch with you, Caroline, was obviously due to the current events. And, you know, I'd like to address, there's a lot of things I'd like to talk about today, but I'll start off with the current events. And it's the COVID-19, which stands for Certificate of Vaccination Identification AI. You know, so it's something to do with artificial intelligence. This then takes us on to the transhuman agenda and the terraforming agenda. And the transhuman agenda is basically the integration of technology with our biosystems. And all this is done via nanotechnology, and RNA and nanotechnology are both combined within this technology. Okay. So what's going on now basically is everyone's full of this, that people think the transhuman agenda is going to be something that's not here yet, but it's already here, because we've already been integrated with a certain technology, smart dust, Hitachi smart dust. Some people call it Hitachi smart dust. And all this has been distributed via the chemtrails, GMO foods, medication, etc. Any way is a means of doing so.
Right.
And people can prove this to themselves by doing a simple test. They call it the red wine test. And I'd recommend a good red wine, but
I like sweet red wine.
like port is
yes, not Taylor Port. You got it. That's you know what I like about Taylor Port? It's strong and sweet, just like me.
Yes. Well, the test basically is simple. You just swirl the red wine in your mouth for a minute or two, and you spit it into a white cereal bowl, and then straight away add some surgical spirit, and you will see with your own eyes that there all this smart dust, it forms itself into fibers, and these same fibers, I've seen them in my eyes since I was a young child, and I see them floating around in my eyes. What was interesting with this test that I've done, and not only myself, I've done an interview already about this test, and I've come across a few people that have the same results that I have. And there was another life form in there. There was a crystalline life form, which was targeting these dark fibers, you know, the smart dust.
Okay.
So I then got in touch with a divine being called Dr. Mozan Paul Safarazi. He's on Facebook, and he's released a lot of work, and he does it all free of charge.
Awesome. Now, Sean, before, because I know there are some listeners, I know some of my listeners are saying, what the hell? You know, so I want us to come step back a little bit. I know a lot of people, I know just for me, now I've had my awakening since 2007, and my awakening was with quantum physics is what inspired my awakening. But my listeners know that. But this whole post-humanism and transhumanism, I only just discovered myself this year. And that's because in March, I knew what was going on. I was awake to the agenda, the cabal. I talk about the cabal. I've been awake to the cabal agenda since 2012. I've been awake since 2007, but I've been awake to the cabal since 2012. And as soon as this, I know what they're doing. So it was like no surprise. But in March, I kind of just like, you know what? I'm raising above this whole craziness, but a lot of my listeners may be a little confused. So maybe please take a few steps back and explain to them what this post-agenda, post-human agenda, transhumanism is all about.
So I like to simplify things because things are very complex. You know, for example, looking into the transhuman agenda, the terraforming agenda, it's a very complex subject. You know, we could talk about it for days. One thing I'd straight away recommend is Ilana Freeland. Ilana Freeland really goes into detail about the whole thing, you know, she goes into very articulate detail about it. But to simplify it, it's basically the divine beings here that are enslaved here for their energy, yeah, are a threat to this grand deception, yeah. And that's why now there's a grand awakening going on.
Yes.
And this is to try and stop this. It's to try and stop the grand awakening from happening.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the most simplest way that I could. It's a war and not a war. It's attacking our divinity.
It's a game. I call it a chess game. It has been going on for eons. It's been going on it didn't just start.
Yeah, thousands and thousands and thousands of years it's been going on.
Yes, yes, yes. And all I believe all of the ancient text speaks of this. In the Bible, Revelation speaks of this. So we're actually living in the days of Revelations right now.
Yes. Well, because I see everything is theories. Everyone's got different theories and stories. You know, there's but if you like to overlook every single theory. I don't just get pulled into one theory. I overlook every single theory. And I've got an analogy that I use myself, yeah. And you've got to see every single piece or every single story, sorry, every single story or theory as a piece of the puzzle. And that piece of the puzzle, you'll see it as a Rubik's Cube. And then you've got to imagine that there's one truth, there's one story that's the truth. And that Rubik's Cube is crystal clear. Yeah. So then you've got to gather all the different Rubik's Cubes that you've, you know, the different theories and stories, Rubik's Cubes, and you've got to keep decoding them until it becomes crystal clear and you can attach it to the one central piece.
Right. I get you. I always use the analogy of a puzzle piece, puzzle all the time, because I see everything as one, everything as source, God, universe, whatever name a person wants to call all that is. My name is for God is all that is. There's nothing outside, and every single thing, person, plant, animal, everything is a unique puzzle piece to is.
Fragmented. The truth is fragmented as we are. We are fragmented as the truth is. You know, we're quantum electromagnetic beings.
Yes, yes, yes. Because we all could only see from our viewpoint, and everybody's viewpoint is going to be different. So there's So that is yes. But we're all that is source. Looking at life from a different viewpoint. So that's go ahead.
So if we imagine, you know, I love how you know explain that. If we imagine, you know, the consciousness or whatever as one big crystal, one big diamond, and something come along and smashed it and fragmented it into 7 billion pieces, and all those pieces spread out throughout nature and the animals and in the vessels of human beings.
Right. Yes, exactly. And I love the quote. Rumi's quote, you're not a drop in the ocean, you're the entire ocean in the drop, because it's holographic, meaning just like our cells, we have trillions of cells in our body. And you take one tiny cell from our body, a microscopic cell, and you can clone, if you knew how to clone, you could clone us, you know, with a tiny, because all of us is in that tiny cell. And all of God, source, all that is in each of us. We're not a piece, we're a holographic aspect of all that is. So we're much more than we are led to believe we are.
For sure. Yeah, we've been totally suppressed, oppressed, and compressed. You know, compressed into the one dimension, being the false 3D dualistic reality. You know, we've been compressed into this, and the compression's been happening for, again, thousands of years, and now this transhuman agenda is them trying to finalize that compression.
Right, we're at the end game. We're at the end game. And yes, and I in March, it just, you know, Spirit said to me, the great awakening is now, is right now. And actually I say COVID-19 is our greatest blessing, because so many people have awakened because of COVID-19, millions.
I see everything like this. Yeah, there's positive and negative. Yeah, and every negative can be transmuted into positivity.
Yes.
You know, we're master alchemists if we want to be. You know, we have the capability of transmuting, and that's why it's good to be aware. What it is with people, they get lost in fear. You know, and you need to be aware of it so you can transmute it.
Yes.
And now's a perfect time to do so. You know, now like you explained, that they've tried to throw a negative situation at us, and we are transmuted into something positive.
Exactly. And I love that term, transmuting, because I always say because I use the yin yang symbol a lot, and I love how it's equally dark and equally light. And I said, right now what's happening is the light is transforming the dark back to light from which it came. That's why, to me, there is no separation. There is no good and evil. There just is. And that, you said, and there's negative and positive in every situation. It's how you look at it. Yes.
Of course. I love that.
Yes. But for me, go ahead.
Sorry, Carolyn.
No, I was just going to say, for me, I don't use the term spiritual warfare. I say it is a spiritual chess match. And right now, the light, it's time for the light to transform the dark back to light. And that's what's happening now.
Well, we've learned everything we need to learn. We learn from fear. You know, it's like, again, another analogy. You know, let's just imagine that, you know, when you're a child and you have your first journey here on Earth, and you come across a fire. You know, you're curious about this fire, and you know how it looks and how it smells, and you'll walk over to it and you'll burn your hand, you know, and you know it causes a scar which needs healing, which causes trauma.
Right.
And what's gone on here, there's a certain amount of amnesia that's been put in place that's made us forget that we touched the fire in the first place.
Right.
So now I would say now we're at the stage where we all know that we've learned everything we need to learn from fear. And now it's time to transmute it, like you say, you know, back to its natural order.
Right, exactly. And in all the ancient books are speaking of this time of when humanity, the great awakening, this is 2020. I've been saying since last year, since September of 2019, I've been saying 2020 is the year of clear vision. I had no clue.
2020 what was vision.
Yes, 2020 vision. Yes. And there are no coincidences. So 2020 has always been the year for humanity's mass awakening. I knew it was coming. I didn't know what was coming, but I knew it was coming. And when it came, I was like I said, I personally, and I've told my audience, I am in 5D now, and I am shining my light to lead. So people that are still in the 3D and still in the dark, I'm shining my light as bright as I can so they can see that, oh, there's a light over there. Let me go towards the light. You know,
guiding,
a guiding light, That is what I am trying my best to be, is a guiding light to bring as many out of that dark, because we are witnessing this year, and I'm excited about it. We are witnessing the collapse of the 3D matrix. I mean, just look at all the craziness that has gone on in the 3D matrix this year.
You can see that it's glitching. You know, you can see that they're making a lot of mistakes, which is something that obviously they always make the odd mistake, but to make so many mistakes is because...
That's intentional. I mean, and when I say that's intentional, because they also know that their time is up. Their time is up. So they have to pull out all the stops. Okay, we only have a limited time left, but we have to pull out all the stops. And so they're pulling out all the stops in 1 year. So what's waking people up. Yeah.
Yeah. What's happened in 1 year this year? Yeah. Normally they do it in 20 years.
Exactly. Exactly. But I believe that they have an end date. The end date is this month. December 21st, 2020, the winter solstice, the great conjunction, that is their end date. Yes.
Yeah, the great conjunction.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll jump back onto Dr. Mozan Porsafarazi told me, and this is great news. You know, this is very, very positive, should we say. And then he told me, because I asked him, I sent him videos of the red wine test and the two life forms. Mm-hmm. And he said to me that the crystalline looking life form that was targeting the darker life form, the smart dust, he said it's a very higher vibrational liquid plasma crystalline coming from a neighboring universe via some beings called Aurora beans. Mm. You know, again, that's his theory. Everyone's got theories, but you know, it's for people to listen to and see how it resonates with them.
Right.
But if you look into all the ascension pages and ascension symptoms, one of them is drinking a lot of water, which I've for the past 10 years I've noticed my requirement for water is gotten incredible. It's, you know, at the moment I'm probably drinking about 7 to 8 liters of water a day,
which is good.
Yes. And if you look into it talks about us going from carbon base
to crystalline base. Yes. I don't know if you ever heard of the Arcturians.
I listen
to the Arcturians every day. That's my news. I stopped watching news 19 years ago. And that was before my awakening. But that was a direct directive from my inner being, my higher self, told me, and this was shortly after 9/11, my inner being said, turn off that news and don't ever turn it back on. And I did not know why. So this is 2001. So this is several years before my awakening. And I like, well, why? Of course, I didn't get an answer, but I was obedient. I turned off that news and never turned it back. I have never watched mainstream news in 19 years. And I'm extremely proud of that. So because, and then I didn't find out until 2012 is when I found out why. But that's when I became awakened to the cabal and their agenda. Love David Icke. Loved David Icke. And then I saw it with my own eyes. By watching documentaries about 9/11, I saw it with my own eyes. I'm like, are you kidding me? So it's like, who can't see that? You know, so I was like, okay, that's why my higher self said turn off the news. It's like, first of all, everything is frequency, everything is vibration. The news is deliberately trying to put you in a state of fear, especially this year, but it's always been that, always lowering. The news deliberately tries to lower your frequency to keep you trapped in the 3D matrix.
Yeah, everything's designed to program our subconscious mind. You know, so just if people turn the TVs off and the radios off and stop tuning in, you know, tuning their pineal gland or the third eye into all the programming, you'd see I can't even imagine what would happen, but you'd see a drastic change overnight.
Yes. The other thing I stopped doing is I know that fluoride. I studied about fluoride, how fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. the Pinot Blanc. So I make sure I only drink 100% natural spring water, and I don't use fluoride. I use all natural toothpaste with no fluoride. So I try to eliminate as much fluoride from my life ever since that started in 2007, where I started to eliminate fluoride. Yes.
Yeah, the same with me.
And drinking a lot of water is great because you know why? You're detoxifying your body every time you drink pure water. Not that water that comes out the tap. But
No, don't drink water.
When you're drinking pure water, you're detoxing. You're getting rid of all that stuff they're trying to put into you. You can get rid of. Your body's amazing.
That's what you mentioned about the fluoride is an ingredient in the compression. You know, it's one of the things that keeps us here in 3D. You know, it keeps us unaware of any other dimensions or any other densities.
Right. And I found out that the first time a government used fluoride in the water was in Nazi Germany in the Jewish slums. That's the first time a government ever used fluoride in drinking water. What they're trying to do.
It says it all. If you look, the Nazis themselves, if you look into that subject with the Nazis, there's a lot of stuff that people don't know about that they were up to. They were getting up to. There's the story. Obviously, we all know history is a lie.
I love it though. I listen to David. I don't know you. You're in the UK. You've heard of David Icke, I'm sure.
I overlook all the speakers. I've looked at every single speaker. My favorite two speakers have passed away. You know, that the name is Max Spires and Rick Clay. William Cooper is someone that in the United States that I tune into and listen to a lot of the work that he put out. I've listened to David Icke, and he's got a lot of interesting information. You know, he has put a lot of interesting information out there that has helped to.
He recently said that what's going on now would make the Nazis wince, meaning what they're doing now with the COVID-19 and the vaccines and all of that globally. So because the Nazis started out in Germany and then they spread through Europe. But globally, it's like we're under global attack right here,
But the Third Reich was the Nazis in Nazi Germany, and then it transformed itself into the Fourth Reich, which then is the Operation Paperclip and the transportation of all the scientists and all the head generals and whatever not to the United States.
Yes.
And they carried on the work with NASA and the Special Space Program.
Yes.
SSP. Yeah.
Yes. I did hear about that. Yes, very true. There's so much. And like I said, I personally, I turn off the news and I turned off mainstream television in 2011. Now, if I want to watch a movie, I like comedies. I like romance. I like things that raise my vibration, because it's all about vibration. If it's something that's going to lower my vibration, I turn it off. But I have Netflix and Hulu Plus, and mostly I'm on YouTube most of the time, but I watch things that raise my vibration, because that's the most important thing.
If you're aware of where you're tuning in, then you're not going to be programmed. When you're unaware, that's when the programming happens. Being fully aware, then they can't program you if you're fully aware.
If you're awake, if you're awake to who you truly are, which is to me, and I've added the word this year, sovereign. We are, each one of us is sovereign, divine beings of light. And we are creating this matrix, this illusion. We actually, I always say too, I don't separate, quote, it's not a them versus us mentality. It's only us. It's all us. Yeah. It's all us, and we, because we are sovereign, we gave them the permission to do what they do, because yes, they're using mind control, but when we're in a state of fear, we hand over our innate power that we're born with. They can't take it from us. We have to give it to them. Yes.
I couldn't agree more. And the reason we're in this mess in the first place is because we handed our power over, and we've kept handing it over. And this is what the Grand Awakening is about, is remembering who we are, how powerful we are, and gaining our power back. You
know, exactly. And taking it back. Saying, no, do not consent. No, I have not worn a mask, will not wear a mask. You know, I was thinking about for the winter solstice, the great conjunction, I was thinking I wanted to go to Arizona. It's snowing right now where I'm at. I'm in the Pocono Mountains in the northeast of Pennsylvania, and I'm looking at the beautiful snowfall. But I was thinking, because of Sedona, Arizona has such a high vibration, such a high frequency, and I really want my frequency to be high on that day. It's such an important day. I thought to myself, I wanted to go to Arizona. But first of all, I'm just by myself. It's a long drive by myself. And I'm definitely not flying, because I'm not putting on a mask. I will not put on a mask.
So, I'm the same. I will not wear a mask. I will not wear a mask. I will not have the vaccine. And, you know, it's common sense, you know, at the end of the day.
It's common sense. Well, whatever I said to you, I was caught in a conversation. It was a text conversation earlier before we started recording. And I was just really sending a loving text to my friends about not taking the vaccine, looking to what's in it. And I had someone text me back, oh, no, definitely take it. I was like, so to me, it's common sense. To you, it's common sense. It's not common sense to everybody, you know.
You know, people that are heavily programmed, the more heavily programmed you are, you lose your common sense, you know. Yes. And that's a sign of being programmed, when someone's got no common sense.
This is true. But I have nothing but love for them, because I understand that it's like a baby. I've always said this on my show. I think of people that are what I call asleep, like babies sleeping. It's like, how can you get mad? Can you get mad at a baby that's sleeping? No, all you could do is love them. And that's all I do, is send them love, because I know that there is no beginning and there is no end. They may not, their soul may not have chosen to wake up in this lifetime. That could be a soul choice, you know, and that's okay, because in truth, we're just a tiny bit of us are here in this embodiment. Most of us, we're still in spirit. This is just, like you said, this is Matrix, is a game that we're playing, and we're creating it. So it's all about, to me, it's all about love and light and understanding.
Unconditional love,
yes.
Sovereign integral, you know, the sovereign integral. When you talked about sovereignty, you know, sovereign integral.
Yes.
I am, we are, you know, sovereign integral. You know, you mentioned before, you know, you said about, you know, we don't like to say, you know, point out that they're different from us. And that's very true, because it reinforces the duality. You know, this is a false 3D dualistic matrix reality, you know, and that's why on the TV you always have the good and the bad guy.
Right.
You know, or in politics you always have two sides. You know, they're always trying to reinforce this duality.
Oh, and in cartoons, do you see how much violence is in cartoons? We are breastfeeding. I said this years ago. We are breastfeeding our babies on violence. That is, I mean, from the time they pop out, you know, really, and that's to desensitize them.
But it's like when I was younger, I remember a memory. There was always the cowboys and Indians.
Yes.
That was again another thing as a programming that was done to the children to create duality.
Yes.
Be aware. Yeah. Just be aware. Awareness. Not no hate towards
Again. It's all a vibration, and hate is a vibration. Hate is a vibration of war. And if you hate something, that means you're actually hating a part of yourself. Yes.
Yeah,
because
it's all
one and all God, all source. So 5D is all that unity consciousness, unconditional love, unconditional non-judgment. That is unity. There's no them versus us
in
5D. So I say there's people that are awake to the cabal, but they're still in that them versus us mentality. That's more 4D. That's not quite 5D. It's all love. It's all love.
Yeah. Unconditional love. It's the creative power. It's the creative force and unconditional love.
Yes, very true.
So I'll jump on to, I like to, because I tend to see that people, what's important now is people be aware of their multidimensionality, you know. Yes. And I talk to people all the time, and I can see that, you know, people struggle to comprehend the multidimensionality of things, or the transdimensionality or interdimensionality, because of because it's quite complex. You know, it's very complex when you look into quantum physics and quantum. Yes. So I've got an analogy that I put together, and everything's energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything.
Yeah?
And all the energy, frequency, vibration, it sits within an electromagnetic spectrum.
Yes.
Now we only get to see a very small portion of that electromagnetic spectrum. It's where the seven colors come in.
Yes.
The seven colors of the chakras.
Yes.
So if we imagine, we've got to take into consideration that we are electromagnetic quantum, you know, beings or divine beings.
Yes.
So if we imagine a stadium, yeah, and the pitch of the stadium will be 3D.
Right. Yeah?
And then you'll have two teams.
Yes.
Which is, again, dualism. You know, it's trying to reinforce dualism.
Yeah? Yes.
And one team, Anonymous, has been given all the tools.
Yes.
All the rules, everything to be able to play this game, you know, the best way they can.
Yes.
And the other team, which is the human beings.
Yes.
Or the divine consciousness that is enslaved here is not been given, you know, any tools, nothing.
Right. Not given any tools, yeah. We don't know the rules of the game. We're like, yeah. And they don't want us to know the rules of the game.
They don't want us to know, yeah. That's why knowledge concerning our divinity is very suppressed. You know, and it makes you just asking that question when you think, so why did they go through so much effort to suppress our divinity and confuse us by a religion or whatever?
Yes,
it makes you then wonder, you know.
Yes,
so then if we back to the electromagnetic spectrum, you know, if that portion that we are, that we, that's visible to our eyes by a design, obviously, by a design, is what you'd call also the third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to it is the fourth dimension, you know. Mm-hmm. It's on a different, it's like a radio, you can imagine
frequency,
like a radio.
Yes, stream like a radio channel. Yes.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. so just because we're on channel 1.1,
right,
doesn't mean all the other channels aren't
still there.
Aren't playing out. Yeah.
So
obviously every stadium has stands. Yeah. So let's imagine the first stand is 4D. That 4D is where we go when we sleep. You know, every time you fall asleep.
Okay.
Or you go.
4D. I also have heard that called the astral realm.
Yeah, astral plane. Astral plane. I call it both. I call it 4D astral plane.
Okay.
And then so onwards, you know, and because we're quantum beings on our side, on every stand, or on both sides, on every stand, there'll be a different version of ourselves. On every stand, and every density, every single density.
Yeah.
Now we've been cut off. You know, we're only aware of the third dimension, and the Anonymous team has can see their stands very clearly, and they're constantly being guided. Yes. Obviously, now it's changing. You know, now we're starting to a lot of people are starting to gain that connection again.
Yes.
That's my analogy, basically. That's my analogy.
I agree with you about, like, I'm not a scientist. And I don't know if have you ever watched the documentary that inspired my awakening was a quantum physics documentary called What the Bleep. I don't know if you ever saw it. If you haven't, check out, it's a film and a documentary in one. Just check out the documentary part. The film is that, but that was a key to my awakening, or what guided me to my inner knowing that, wait a second, it's not difficult when you understand oneness, that it's just all one thing. And that's what really woke me up. Matter of fact, there was one sentence that was said, Lynn McTaggart, who's an American that lives in the UK, because she's married to a British gentleman. She said, the biggest problem in the world today is the illusion of separation. Now, when she said that one sentence, it woke me up. Something woke up inside of me. Like, that was the missing piece for me. And I'm like, yeah. So now I do talks all over now. I do at Unity churches and whatnot. I do talks, and I do a PowerPoint presentation to illustrate oneness and quantum physics. But I do it on a very layman's simple term that people can see that and like, I get it now, you know. Simplify. You don't have to Simplify. Be a scientist, a rocket scientist this. Yeah.
No. I'm just a normal person. I'm a normal person that's had a very intense divine awakening.
Yes.
You know, I'm similar. I mean, the way I see it, since the day I was born, I was already waking up.
I agree, me too. Same thing.
Yeah, I was already asking questions, like, you know, very out of the ordinary questions. I remember I've got memories of asking these weird questions or extraordinary thoughts come into my mind.
Yes.
Which is our higher self, you know, it's higher versions of ourself sending messages down. And I went through a phase where I was a bit angry, you know, when I started to look into Illuminati and whatever not. And then in 2011, I had an experience with psychedelics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was DMT that I used, which is what they use in ayahuasca.
Yes. I want to go on an ayahuasca retreat one of these days. I'd love to try that. Yes. Because it raises your vibration. It's not something that lowers your vibration. And it's natural. No.
It all depends on each person. If someone goes into that ceremony with bad intentions and they've not seen themselves, and you're going to have a bad experience. It's going to show you, because we live in a mirror universe. You know, everything going on the outside of us is a reflection of what's going on inside of us.
Very true.
You know, so it's a very. I recommend it to everyone. You know, anyone to experience with psychedelics, because through psychedelics, I was able to gain a comprehension, of what's going on here.
Yes. Yes.
My first experience was the most memorable one, and I was shot somewhere through. It looked like I was on a Star Trek spaceship. You know, when they shoot through space or through hyperspace or the Star Wars spaceship. And I stopped somewhere where there was three light beings, very cartoony light beings. And they started sending tablets towards my head. And every tablet that hit my head, my ears, I could feel my ears, you know, boom, boom, boom. And it got faster and faster and faster until I woke up. I come around, you know, and I couldn't take any more. I was like, and then straight away after that, loads of things started happening. You know, the first thing that I noticed was I fiend for information. I always sort of started buying loads. My search for knowledge on the outside was, you know, become very apparent. I was buying book after book. I think mainly at first I was trying to figure out what these symbols meant, you know. And then I started to notice that I was needing more water. Yes. I noticed that, because I used to live a quite dense life, you know, I've lived a very, very eventful life. Mm-hmm. And it used to be, I will admit, you know, I've lived at some points in my life very dense, you know, dense experiences.
Yeah.
And part of this this divine awakening was I noticed that I was no longer compatible my compatibility with alcohol, with certain people, and all these type of things was becoming very apparent that I was no longer compatible anymore. To the point now, this year I've done a full clean out. I've had no other option but to do a full clean out, you know, which I can imagine is getting ready for, you know, for the solar flash, or I don't know. You know, I'm still trying to figure out things myself out as well. I don't know everything. No one knows everything.
Well, what it is, you're doing exactly. We're here to experience. We came here. We chose to come here to experience. So you're going to experience the ebb and flow of the universe, which is great. Yeah. Now, you were saying, remember earlier we were talking about the red wine, and I do. My favorite wine is Taylor Port, but I actually haven't been drinking. I think I've had it twice this year, because I know that alcohol actually lowers your frequency. I drink a little bit every year, like on my birthday or something like that. But it's the thing is, I'm focusing this year more on staying at a high vibration, as high as I can. So I haven't even been drinking wine when I normally would drink it because I'm trying to stay at a high vibration. But the ayahuasca, I would love to, like, because I know that raises your frequency.
Yeah. If you, again,
yeah,
I think, you explain with the alcohol then, if you drink a few times a year and you do it with good intention and appreciation,
yes,
then it's okay. But when people start doing it with no appreciation, they're drinking every weekend into oblivion.
Right.
That's when it becomes a problem, it becomes very low vibrational because
we're
spirits or energy light beings having a human experience. So it's okay to experience, a bit of wine once in a while people can't be too hard on themselves.
I don't think I think people should never be hard on themselves. People should understand that we are here to experience, and as we awaken, we go through different, we came here. If we didn't come here to experience this, we wouldn't be here. We're here to experience everything. That's what God wants, to experience everything through us. All that is experiencing everything through us.
It is indeed.
I wanted to, because how we connected was through
Stand Up X. Yeah, it was a girl called Amy. She sent me the email that you sent to the group Stand Up X.
Right.
And initially I wasn't ready to because she sent it a few months ago.
Okay.
And I wasn't ready at the time to do a transmission. And then not long ago I just thought, I really want to do this, and I watched some of the transmissions that you've done, and I really loved them. I thought, let's do this.
Let's see what Caroline says. Yeah, but okay, so can you share with our listeners a little bit about Stand X?
Stand Up X, yeah.
Stand Up X. Yes. So share a little bit about it.
All right, so I've got a different opinion when it comes to these protests. Initially, I think it's great, because it shows that people are waking up, it shows that and it amplifies the awakening, because the people that aren't awake, they wonder, well, why are these people, why are all these people protesting?
Yes.
But now it's become, if we look at how things are designed, everything here is designed, not everything, nearly everything is designed to siphon our energy, and every single ley line. There are, prisons, anywhere where there's large gatherings, they're all placed on these energy points.
Mm-hmm.
Squares, town squares, city town squares, they are, energy siphoning zones.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Stand Up X is basically a movement that started with, to be honest, I'm not too sure. I can't go into detail how it started, who was actually responsible for the initiation of it. But it was based, from what I gathered, some young people, that have obviously already been awake and waiting for the moment to be able to, all the wisdom that they've gathered awakening over the years, to be able to, teach the people via speeches at these protests. So,
I've been just following the protest. Matter of fact, I almost went to one this past weekend here in the States, and I wish I had gone. It was in Philadelphia, and which is only 2 hours, 2 hours south of me. And I wish I saw it live, on YouTube. I'm shocked YouTube hasn't taken it down. It's on three different video platforms because YouTube has been censoring a lot, but I think it's still, I saw it there, still there yesterday, but I saw the whole thing live, while it happened. And I said, I wish I had driven, because I would have had the opportunity to speak. And so that's why I wish I had gone. But I understand what you're saying. The thing about, I watch what's going on in the UK and in Germany. Now, Germany, they've been millions of people have been coming to these protests. And to me, I think I understand what you're saying. I'm not a big protester myself, but I understand what they're doing, and I'm glad that they're doing it, because I'm glad that people are seeing not everybody's home asleep and afraid to come out of their house and not wearing masks. I love it when I see people not wearing the masks. So
The only thing I do, I mean, I went to some, I like to experience everything, you know. So I went myself to knowing the things that I know. I went to some of the protests, mm-hmm. and it's a great experience, you know. It is a great experience. But as soon as I started to see it, it was getting a bit angry. It was getting a bit, you know, people were going there, and you could feel the, you know, you could feel the angry energy. Even though there's a lot of people there that are going there and with positive intentions.
The government
will then, you know, displace a lot of police. Yes. Which will then make these people that are trying to go there with positive intention angry. You know, the people aren't to blame. For the anger that goes on at the protest.
Exactly, I agree. And I'm the same way. I'm all about high vibration, love, peace, and harmony. But after I saw the live protest in Philadelphia, which is only 2 hours away from me, I was like, I wish I had gone, because we don't have the crowds like you have in the UK, and then definitely not the crowds like they have in Germany. It was just a small crowd. And if I had gone, I would have at least been able to speak to the small crowd that was gathered, and it was going out, you know, live on YouTube and other video platforms. So I could have gotten the message, because my message is of oneness and of not the them versus us mentality, which not everybody is bringing that message. That is the 5D message.
Yeah, there's still a lot of divide and conquer amongst the protests, amongst the protest movements. And the thing is as well, you know, I see like this, you know, if you're going to protest where you want to. They seem to be here in England anyway. I don't know what it's like in other places, but here in England, you know, it seems to be the government telling them when and where they can protest and what squares they can use to protest, you know, which again goes back to the energy siphoning.
Right.
You know, the last one I went to, like I said, I refused to go into anymore, because I could see it. I could see it unfolding. In an angry way,
right?
But they're still going on, and now they've changed the people. It shows the people, you know, have got common sense, and they've changed their strategy. So now they're doing marches, which is a great thing, you know, to see everyone know, and they're very dedicated. The people that organize these protests and that are. Yeah. You know, with their hearts, they're fighting for our freedom. They're fighting for our freedom. You know, that's my opinion when it comes to the protest.
Yeah. No, I think we're on the same page there. To me, it's all about vibration. The only reason I didn't go to Philadelphia, I didn't know how, I thought it was going to be a lot of people. And when I go to something like that, I want to be able to speak, because I have a lot to say, and I would have been able to speak if I had gone. So I was like, darn. But next one that's going to be nearby, I'll go. I'll be there, because I have to share my truth with the world.
I would recommend, you know, especially if someone's got, like yourself, a lot to say that's very important, and then you're emitting a vibration that dismantles this 3D false matrix reality.
Yes.
And even if someone doesn't want to go there to say anything, just go and experience it. You know, go and see for yourself how what's going on, and feel the energy and whatever.
Yes. Very, very true. So what is coming up? Is anything coming up for you soon? I know that you say you don't really go. I know that they seem to have, because I get their email. I'm on their email list. The Stand Up X. They seem to have a protest or a march every weekend, which I'm like, hey, I'm behind you guys. Yes.
And there's all different groups. You know, you've got Save Our Rights, Save Our Children. There's all these different, you know, organizations that are organizing these, you know, these marches and these protests, and it's getting big. It's growing very fast, and it's becoming very obvious, you know, that the plan is failing.
Yes, Yes, that people are waking up. Because I know that you guys in the UK, they're talking about you guys are in another lockdown or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, it's just so they say we're on lockdown, yeah, but you've got people here don't pay attention.
I know. That's what, because they had, obviously, David Icke wasn't at the one last weekend in the UK, but he did a video and sent it and showed it. And he said, yeah, it's totally different. Like when they did the lockdown in March, April, he was driving around and it was like a ghost town. Now you go, he says he goes out and people are still out. It's like nobody's paying attention to the lockdown now, which is way to go. They haven't tried it again here in the States because I think they know better.
Yeah. I mean, in Spain, I've also lived in Spain. I lived in the States as well. I lived in Miami for 3 years. I went to high school in Miami.
Okay.
But in Spain, you know, it's the same. You know, when I was there in Spain in Ibiza when they did the first lockdown, and it was like a dictator, you know, like a dictatorship. You know, there was no one on the streets. You know, police stops everywhere, making sure you've got your mask on, making sure that you've got a receipt from the shop to show that you've actually gone out for the right reason.
Right.
And like you said, now people are like, I mean, come on. You know,
It's like, please give me a break. And they haven't even tried to do another lockdown here in the US because they're like, nobody's having it. That's great to hear. Yeah. But the wonderful thing is that humanity, actually, that's why I say COVID. I mean, yeah, the whole COVID thing, if you really could see, I do my homework and I've looked into the whole COVID thing. And the COVID thing is not nearly what they say it's not nearly. So here's the thing, they're using this really, I'm going to say, fake pandemic to wake us up. What better thing can wake us up? It's a fake pandemic, because if you look at the overall death numbers, especially in this country, they have not risen. They're the same. All they did is switch them. Okay, instead of this person died of a heart attack, he died of COVID. That's all they did. They just switched them around. But the death hasn't gone up at all.
No, I think they expected for there to be more negative results, and divinity is strong.
Right.
You know, and it didn't work out the way that nowhere near the way they wanted it to work out.
And everything they're doing, they're shooting themselves in the foot because they're just pulling out. And the more they do, the more people are waking up. Because the more people saying, I see you, you know, more people say, I see you now. So exactly. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Yes.
It is. It's divinely beautiful.
Yes. Yes. All is in perfect divine order and perfect divine timing in every now moment. And there is a blessing in every now moment. So I encourage people to look for their blessings and be thankful all the time.
My advice to I use my own experience, you know, is tune out, you know, turn off your TV, turn off your radio, you know, stop going on social media and looking at things that make you angry. You know, if you are going to go on social media, look at something that's like yourself, you know, heightens your vibration.
Yes.
Watch a movie that heightens your vibration. You know, don't be watching no horror films.
No, so, I agree with you, especially in the time that we're in right now, because like today is recording this on the 9th of December, and I've been just zenning out. I haven't aired a new show in a while, but I will air this show on the 11th. This coming Friday, this show will air, but it's so important now that between now and the 21st of December, which is just a week and a half away, to keep our vibrations high. And like you said, I have to stop checking social media because I keep looking for the big reveal. I'm like, okay, has the masses been told yet the truth? No, not yet. Okay. So I get disappointed. It's like, the big reveal hasn't, I've been waiting for the big reveal since March. I'm like, okay, what? So now Spirit said, stop waiting. It's just all good. All is in perfect divine timing. Keep your vibration high. Keep shining your light. That is the best way to proceed. And especially now, because we're getting so close to that end date. We're in the end game. And we have already won.
We've already won. All the work's been done. It doesn't mean you know, people just sit at home and you know, go back to normal life. You know,
because no. In truth, it was never normal. We're going to normal. We're going. 5D is normal. That's normal. A world with no war, a world with no hunger, a world with no sickness, no disease, no crime. That's normal. And that's
the natural order. Before, I don't like to use the word they, but before the dualism was created, there was no government here. There was no politics. There was no manipulation. There was no deception.
Exactly.
All doors were open. There was no locked doors.
Yes. Yes. So we're heading there, and we're right around the corner from real normal. So no, there's no going backwards. We're not going backwards.
No.
Yeah. So it is all good. This has been great. We've got to keep in touch. You know what? I want us to exchange links. Like you mentioned, some people that you follow, even some guy. Send me those.
Dr. Mozan Paul Safarazi, but I'll send you the link anyway.
Yes.
You know,
and I'll put the link in underneath this video so people can check that out. Yes.
And if you want, I can also send you the videos of my red wine test with the crystalline in it so they can see the crystalline for themselves.
Yes, please send that. I'd love to share that with the listeners. Yes. So this has been amazing. Thank you so much. I know my listeners will be like happy because I haven't posted a new show in about a month. The last show I posted was with Dr. Also, partly I stopped because I was starting to get censored. And I'm like, YouTube, you must be. but it's all good. It's all good. I'm like, I'm not letting YouTube or Google or Facebook or any of the social media slow me down. So yeah, I'll be posting
I've watched all your work, Caroline, and you know it's inspirational, and it's been more than an honor and a pleasure to communicate with you today and share all the information that we share with each other, and much love.
Yes. Much love to you. Thank you so much. We are already there. We won the game. We're in 5D and life is great. We're there. All is good. Thank you so much. And we will keep in touch. And I will definitely, I'm going to share this with you before it airs so you can share it with your buddies over there in the UK and in the world.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. So bye for now, but we'll keep in touch.
Bye for now, Caroline.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that show with Anthony. He's very young, but again, he is very wise because wisdom comes from your heart and your soul. It doesn't come from age. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that show. Also, I wanted to point out the most important thing is your vibration, where you keep your vibration, especially now at the end of 2020. It is so important. I would love for you guys to visit my website because on my website, there is an event. It is a free 3-day online event. The Winter Solstice Fest. You can find the link to that and register for free on my website. If you go to my website and you look under free online events, and it is a 3-day event on the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th of December. So check it out. I'd love for you to check that out. This month is a very important month, and I think a lot more is going to happen this month. But the thing is to remember, it's not really important what happens in this 3D matrix. The 3D matrix is crumbling. And it's most important where you hold your vibration and not to be attached to what happens in the 3D matrix. I personally have decided no more attachment for me. Most of this year, I have been in the state of bliss. There has been times just recently that I've just kind of, I guess, gotten a little frustrated at all that is going on in the 3D matrix, but not anymore. I will not allow what is happening in the 3D matrix to affect my vibration. I am totally detached from the 3D matrix. I am staying in 5D, and I invite all of you to come up to 5D. It is great up here. I love it. Okay, so please check out my website. Also, I am mentoring. If you're interested in a free mentoring session with me, you can go to my website and contact me. I will not be doing Zoom this month because of the holiday, a Zoom meeting, but we will be doing Zoom again at the end of January. Okay, I want to say bye for now. Love you all and see you soon. Bye-bye.